physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM for your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 27th of October, 7:22 in the morning, and 53 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, been in the business for 11 years, fighting against the big box stores, successfully, I may point out. He is our firearms dealer of choice. He's got it all there. He's got long guns, pistols, ammo, all the accessories, optics, gunsmithing. He's a fabulous gunsmith, and you can get your CCW license all there at Bastiani Arms, and veterans get discounts. Yeah, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Last night, there was a 10-hour meeting at the Board of Supervisors. No, it wasn't on COVID. After more than 10 hours, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 to deny an appeal by the company that wants to build the wind farm in the Intermountain area just west of Burney. So it went 4-1. They heard from everybody there. And June 22nd, they had a unanimous decision by the Shasta County Planning Commission to reject the use permit. And they heard nearly 10 hours of public testimony there, so it was just about the same. A majority of supervisors, it appears, agrees with opponents that the Massey project would increase the risk of wildfire in the area. Joe Comente said he loved the idea of good-paying jobs that this would bring in. However, when I look at it from a micro perspective, what's the greatest environmental danger to our community right now? It's wildfires. This is a high to severe fire danger area. It would be easier to fight fire, which is inevitable, if these turbines are not there. And the answer is yes. And that's probably what he based his vote on. Now, if you listened to our show last Friday, we had the Fountain Wind people here. They've downsized their project. They've cut it from 72 turbines to 48. They've dropped the size of the turbines down to 610 feet, which is still pretty high. And presented their arguments that it wouldn't be harder to fight fires. We've got, you know, roads in there that the firefighters could get in and all that stuff. Anyway, it went 4-1, and the lone holdout was Leonard Modi, who said his I think the real travesty here is we're going to turn those jobs away. And also, I'm disappointed that we're missing an opportunity to do a good thing for our community and an even better thing for the climate. And there is this one thing. The state of California is rushing headlong into going into renewables. The renewables and doing away with gas, natural gas, which is a great way to provide energy. It's a great way to, it's a cost effective way. And the fact is, you know, now you can only build new houses with electric stoves and appliances. And at the same time, the state of California, in their infinite wisdom, just outlawed all the, outside, internal combustion motors under the, under 25 horsepower, which includes all your electric includes all lawnmowers, leaf blowers, golf carts, and here's the best one, generators. It is one of the stupidest laws ever passed by man and woman. And that is by the Democrats down in Sacramento. How do you run a hospital without a generator? And how is the generator supposed to run? Well, there's no electricity because that's why you run the generator. So how are you supposed to run that generator? What is it? Perpetual motion? They're crazy. They're stupid.
So everything needs to start eventually going battery. So
in 2030.
Well, what you're saying is that's going to be a mandate, again, another mandate that we must be. I wonder if it's going to be like there's with the COVID, you have a religious exemptions. I wonder if there will be not religious exemptions, but exemptions.
Yeah, I pray that PG&E won't cut the power off. Well, you know how that's going to go.
Well, we have solar lights in the front of our house, and one of the things is that, you know, we redeemed our dinner on Saturday night that we, along with the Hills, donate to Turtle Bay as a fundraising item. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of, you know, it's great when sometimes you do something like that. For me, it took me days and days because after the fires and after the silt and all the ick that's everywhere that also gets in the house, it's a heavy duty, deep cleaning. And our lights didn't work in the front because it was raining for 2 or 3 days, and so the solar lights at the front of the stairs was dark. And we did that because we thought we didn't have to worry about electrical shortages. But that's the only bummer. The lights didn't flash on the trees, meaning the solar lights that usually will shine on the trees as well as in the entrance. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about that. Now, I want to close this segment, if you don't mind, Carl, with something that's positive. And I really believe that when something good happens to you, you build a company, work really hard. If you do really well or something you decide to buy or partner out or that kind of thing, that you really, I love it when somebody shows a gratitude to their employees. So do you know who Sarah Blakely is? Carl?
No, I don't. Well, I do know because I read it over your shoulder.
Anyway. Okay, well, there, every woman knows SPANX. I don't care if you're 30, 20, you usually will go in, and it's an undergarment that holds everything in its place. It doesn't, you know, have any like bra lines or panty lines or something
Didn't
like that.
They used to be called girdles.
But these are not the same.
Okay. But you that's know. Essentially what
yeah,
it was.
Kind of. They hold you up. You can wear them high because the girdles used to just go right to the waist. But these can go up high underneath your bra strap. So it goes from underneath the bottom of your bra all the way down to, like, the top of your thighs. And so it's just really been a game changer as far as, like, outfits that you can wear that look finished. So this Sarah Blakely announced last week that she is gifting employees 2 first-class plane tickets and $10,000 to spend on their trip after the company announced a deal with private equity firm Blackstone. So she told this to all her employees in a video on Instagram. She held up a small globe in front of her employees. I'm spinning a globe because to celebrate this moment, I have bought each one of you 2 first-class tickets to anywhere in the world. And, of course, people were shocked and, you know, oh, my gosh. You know, if you go on a trip, you might want to go out to a really nice dinner. You may want to go to a really nice hotel. So with everybody's 2 first-class tickets to anywhere in the world, you are each getting $10,000. So employees in the video said they're going to Japan, Croatia, South Africa, Antarctica, and other destinations, like your dream. What's your dream vacation? So she said, I really want everybody to celebrate this moment in their own way and create a memory that will last a lifetime. As we think about Christmas and about the stuff, or we think about, which toy is in or which isn't in, you know, I would suggest, and many of my friends suggest, a family trip, making a memory. Make up something really cute in a card and say, okay, next March or next April or in February, we're all going to go, let's say you're going to go to Colorado or you're going to go to Tahoe or you're going to go someplace and rent something and you're all going to meet so you can put money in and do like a trip, a family trip with a memory. So that's a great idea. Blackstone is buying a majority stake in Spanx with a deal valuing the shapewear brand at $1.2 billion. Blakely also confirmed last week on Instagram she will remain a significant shareholder and continue to help the business fulfill its greatest potential. So yay, yay, yay.
Judy just came in and picked up her ticket.
Oh, Judy. Oh, that was good. I was like, well, who'd you book today, Carl? Who's that lovely lady?
Yeah, I thought,
sometimes surprise
meeting her.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, you know what?
Now it's time for a break. You've gone over.
I have? Oh.
You've gone over.
Well, it was a Spanx moment.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, community-run, community board of directors. Doesn't get much more community than that. They've got 3 branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties, 1 in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1 at 1845 California Street in downtown Redding, and of course the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They're getting ready to open up their 4th branch in Anderson here by the end of the year. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked as the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside seasons. Score with our new Game Grub Buffet.
Free spins. Kickoff for cash and prizes.
Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard, win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio for Free Fire Radio. We're here 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, spreading joy and happiness and sometimes, you know, passing along great information. We don't make it up. We just report it. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. Jeff Worst of Crackmaster has been with us since the very beginning, and I can't say enough about his abilities to fix windshields. There is no practicing with Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He does it. He guarantees his work. He guarantees it for life. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is there for a free inspection and analysis. Also, just stop by 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. White House had a big meeting the other day, and they were upset that in Saudi Arabia, the women working in fast food restaurants were making 3 cents an hour less than men. They wanted to address this inequality here. I mean, they didn't mention the fact that a record 1.7 million people came across our border illegally over the last year, capping a year of chaos at the southern border, which has emerged as one of the most daunting challenges for Joe Biden. I wonder if he knows that we're having a problem at the border. I wonder if anybody's told him.
It was the highest number of illegal crossings recorded since at least 1960. The number was similarly high for the 2000 fiscal year when border agents caught 1.6 million people, according to government data. Now, single adults represented the largest group of those detained. However, they also large numbers of migrant families, more than 479,000. But the nearly 147,000 children whom agents encountered without parents or guardians was the largest number since 2008 when they started keeping track of it. Now, finding shelter for these children until they can be released to relatives or other sponsors is one of Biden's biggest challenges. Now, here is where the media is totally biased. As of Friday, nearly 11,000 of these children remained in government custody. Mm. Do you remember when Trump was there and they were holding these kids, you know, so they could find sponsors? The media attacked him. Oh, you're separating. Oh, look what you've done. It's horrible. You're a Nazi. And yet, Biden has more than Trump ever had, and yet you don't hear anything. Now, this article, believe it or not, came out of the New York Times, which is not a, you could say, a right-wing paper. When Trump sealed the border that's been in place, that still has remained in place under the Biden administration, yet nobody's enforcing it. Not only that, but the Remain in Mexico program that Trump started that really helped, Biden ended it. Well, now Biden's bringing it back because it did work. Joe Biden has no grasp of what's happening at the border. And then, get this, because of the vaccine mandate, there could be up to 5,000 Border Patrol or people that working in ICE in these areas could be fired because they didn't take the vaccine. Now, we can't keep them, we can't keep the border safe or secure, and yet we're in the midst of firing all these people. The other thing is, I did read an article about saying is that when people come over, once they reach their second place, in other words, they cross the border, then they're moved someplace, then they will test them for COVID. So that makes me feel better, at least that. However, keeping them there is a problem. But they also treat them for other diseases that they may be bringing across, too. The bottom line is, these people are in the interior of our country. I know for sure, and, you know, switching this a little bit to the Afghan Afghans that came in, is I know for sure that they've opened up another facility in New Mexico where they are trying to vet these people, and that is not easy. So an email that came out yesterday said that Biden told the ambassador over there, load the planes.
Well,
load the planes. And they went through how their process was of trying to get the right people on the planes. But once they were at the airport, when they said to load the planes, they loaded the planes.
I watched Hopefully a wonderful documentary on Ellis Island and how the years of the immigrants that came through. In fact, my grandmother was one of them. I'm sure many people listening, they had families that came through Ellis Island, and the procedures that they went through and how they, some families did get separated. There was, you know, they were learning, but they also said in that hospital that they have reopened, by the way, for tours. Some of the best medical minds in the world ended up at Ellis Island. Did they do experiments? Were they trying new medical procedures? Yes, but it wasn't like experimenting like Mengele. That kind of thing. Carl looked at me like, what? No, it was a wonderful documentary. And if you've get, I don't know if it's on Netflix or something like that. And it's probably something that was actually from the late 90s. But it's very good about how many immigrants came through, the massive amounts, and how they built hospitals and wings, sure, and wings and wings. And one thing is that before they came into New York, they all were cleared medically.
Well,
They were treated.
Thus lies the problem. We had control of our borders.
Yeah.
Right now, they had 60,000 migrants heading for, they're still migrants until they cross the border. Then they become illegals, here illegally. They pushed through the Mexican defenses and just kept coming. So now we've got another surge heading for the border. Right now, the Border Patrol is not even patrolling because they're taking care, you know, they're trying to get the people through administratively that are coming in instead of just stopping them at the border. And there is no plan. Joe Biden has just punted the football on the border, as far as I'm concerned. And many people. When you get the New York Times writing about this, you know there's a problem.
Let's take an early break. It's currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to experience more rain today, but decreasing clouds, 68. Overnight lows of 53. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friend at Estate Granite, a business owned by a veteran, somebody who's a vocal local supporter. He pays attention to detail for granite, stone, fire pits. If you want to redo your kitchen or your bathroom or anything that has to do with stone or tile, give Mike at Estate Granite a call at 241-STONE. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Fabulous fall special going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Redding, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Thank you, Jared. That's
here.
Some good stuff right there.
At KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:50 in the morning, 10:20, it's the October the 27th. It's 54 degrees, and this portion of the show brought to you by...
Hey, Four Winds Jewelry, you know that their big anniversary is coming up in December. We'll be probably calling in and having them tell us what they have brought in. But, you know, through the year, people go in and... maybe estate pieces or people want to sell stuff. And you know, there's such a wide variety of loose stones and things that you can get at Four Winds Jewelry. That's located on a Hilltop Drive. They've been with us since day one, and I go in there and, you know, get my watch repaired, I get a band, got a new band for my watch, that kind of thing. Hey, Carl, you know, I always like to try to find something that's different and a little bit offbeat to share with our listeners. So I came upon this.
You found me.
Well, that's right. You're a keeper. This is off of Reuters. Or Reuters. Reuters. That's what I thought. Anyway, Sambura, Kenya. An elephant orphanage in Kenya is testing goat milk as a food for its small herd as a potential healthier and cheaper form of nutrition than human baby formula, a solution that also puts money back into the pockets of the local community. The Retiti Elephant Sanctuary in Sambura County in the semi-arid scrublands of northern Kenya helps to rescue orphaned and abandoned elephant calves. When the elephants are old enough to survive on their own, the sanctuary founded in 2016 releases them back into the wild. The sanctuary has been using costly powdered baby milk to feed the calves, but Dr. Stephen Chegg, the facility's veterinarian advisor, told Reuters they have started using goat milk-based formula as a potential replacement, especially for infant calves. This is an animal that is just to have maybe lost its mother. They've been separated from the family, so they get a lot of psychological traumas. And that's a big challenge, which can compromise their health. Goat milk is very good for the survival of the health of small elephant calves. Human baby formula, he said, was expensive, and that switching to cheaper goat's milk could slash feeding costs for the sanctuary. And that goat milk is very rich in protein. It's not just protein. It's very highly digestible protein, unlike cow's milk. Because I remember a long time we went to a health seminar through Trudy Pratt. We heard about milk that has been processed and how it's been processed so much that there's hardly any nutrition in it. And that was something that stuck with me. But one of the things I wanted to finish is that it's many of the farmers who are benefiting from the new scheme are women. One of them says, since we started milking the goats, which I've never done.
You've never milked a goat?
No, I've milked a cow, but I've never milked
a... Did you know Jared?
I would not even know how to do it.
Through this first year at college by being a goat milker.
I can look it up on YouTube, I'm sure. So in selling the milk to Sanctuary, at least we have our own cash whereby you can feed your family, she said. That's out of somebody from that area.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? I think it's interesting. So that maybe that's a takeaway you talk about later.
Do you remember
when you get off the show?
There was a proposal to build an elephant sanctuary.
Yes.
Here between here and yes. I think it was Anderson.
Yes.
So Dave Benda followed that up. I think it was Dave. May not have been Dave. Followed it up, and he went to the people who were going to have the elephant sanctuary because, you know, they, are you guys still going to do it? And he never got a response back.
Mm.
So I guess we're not going to have to worry about having an elephant sanctuary here. I'm sure there's ways of keeping elephants in. They have elephant sanctuaries.
Well, they do have one in Tennessee.
I want you to think of what Elon Musk, probably one of the richest men in the world, or people in the world. I'm just going to read just the headline.
Elon Musk rips Biden's unrealized capital gains tax proposal, warns when they run out of wealthy people's money, they'll come for you. And what he's saying, I think, is you can take all of the wealthy people's money. I mean, you could. You could take, you could tax them at 90%. You can tax the corporations at higher and higher rates until they move to a place that's got less taxes. And you're still never going to have enough money for our elected representatives. As Daniel Myers once said, it's like green crack. They are addicted to it, and as long as they can keep passing taxes that, oh, it's just for the wealthy, well, and then it keeps going down because the cost of services. Another one of the Biden administration's great deals, of course, is when he ended the pipeline, when they've taken off the table being able to go into areas for natural gas and oil production, the cost of oil went sky high. And the way he handled that was by asking the OPEC people, can you just a little more, please, a little more? Can you make us a little more so it's not so, so we have to import even more into our country? But I'm not saying Musk is right about a lot of things, but he's right about this. When they run out of rich people's money, they're coming for your money. Oh, well, you know, the rich aren't going to miss. You know, if they're making $1 billion, they're not going to miss 500 million of that. Okay. But what if you're making $400,000? Is that rich? Are they're going to, you know, they're coming for the $400,000. And then that's not going to be enough because our Congress, our elected representatives keep spending money. And they keep spending money and spending money and spending money. If they tried to run a business like this, they would have been out of business and bankrupt 40 years ago. And they're still taking our money. They are still finding new ways of taxing you. And I swear to God, we talked about it last night. They're going to come up with the mileage tax here in California, where you will be charged because you've bought the lighter cars. You're using less gas. The gas taxes have gone way down, the amount of money coming in. So now they're going to start charging, and they're working on it right now, on how much you drive. One of the people there last night said, well, electric cars don't pay a gas tax yet. They use power. Maybe they should pay, you know, a certain amount each month. Yeah, you know what? I could see that. But when you start paying a mileage tax on farmers and people who live in rural areas, it is totally unfair. But I have a feeling that the Democrats down in Sacramento don't care. It's more money.
I want to talk about the Alec Baldwin gun thing, and I know you probably talked about it every day, and here it is, what came out of my mouth, the Alec Baldwin gun thing. I mean, there are so many other ways that I could have said the tragedy that happened on the movie set. And
it was negligent. It was negligent.
He was there. Rehearsing with a gun that he told did not contain live ammunition.
He didn't check it. He's the producer.
It's like in a moment of being in character, trying to get in character, when you're told you have gas in the car, when you're told something, there's a trickle down. Now, there's going to be a lot that's going to come from this tragedy. But they, according to this article today, it said one of the women off this takes issues with the firearm use being described as a prop gun, saying that the terminology could give people the wrong idea that it was not a real gun. In quotations, it was a legit gun. It was an antique era appropriate gun. Now, I always thought that they had fake guns. Like, they were not real guns. Like, they were
They do have fake guns on the set, too. But they have real guns also on sets. I don't have a lot of experience in it, but I've been on a set where we used guns, and there was a fake gun, and then there was a real gun. The real gun was shooting blanks. The fake gun was there to drop on the ground. But the bottom line is, the district attorney said this is going to take several months to try to figure this thing out.
Well, the district attorney also added there were enormous amounts of bullets on the set. And we need to kind of find out what kind they were. Detectives reportedly said they recovered 3 revolvers, spent casings, and ammunition while searching the set. But my point is that I, to this day, and I've been on a few sets in my life, I did not know. Well, we remember Phil Spannenberger. Okay, we're going over time. From the Golden Boot, that was the expert firearms gun guy. Rider cowboy dude. I always thought that they were dead. You couldn't shoot live ammunition through them. You could only shoot like a rubber bullet or some kind of thing that would have been like a cap gun, but not a real bullet. I always thought that they were made so you couldn't do that if you were going to be on the set. For the very reason somebody could grab that gun and steal it and or this kind of situation. Why would you have any kind of live ammunition on a set?
That's the big part of the investigation. So we have to break from the news.
Okay.
I know you're up on this. When we come back, Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office is joining us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Years ago, the Hurricane Center is actually watching it for signs that it could become a subtropical cyclone because it's supposed to move east-southeast out to sea.
And more than a 250,000 utility customers, many of them in New England, have been left without power in the aftermath of the storm. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street now. The Dow down 110 points, the NASDAQ 54 points higher, the S&P 2 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
China ordering a halt to skyscraper construction in most cities, issuing a stern warning to any local officials who greenlight such a project.
China's now home to some of the world's most extreme skyscrapers, including the 128-story Shanghai Tower that looms over the country's financial center. But attitudes are changing. Earlier this year, a tall building in Shenzhen in southern China had to be evacuated because it was shaking. Soon after, Beijing banned the construction of buildings more than 500 meters high over concerns that some buildings were approved with little concern for practicality or safety.
The BBC's Celia Hatton in Beijing. A Moscow-bound Egypt Air flight returned to the Egyptian capital shortly after takeoff today after a threatening message was found on board. Egypt's flagship airline saying the flight returned safely to Cairo International Airport. News and analysis at townhall.com. A preliminary report on last month's deadly Montana Amtrak derailment fails to answer one key question. What caused the accident?
The report issued Tuesday said the train's emergency brakes were activated and that Amtrak estimated the damage at more than $22 million. The westbound Empire Builder was carrying 154 people when it derailed on September 25th, just west of the town of Joplin, Montana. 44 passengers were taken to local hospitals with injuries. The train was traveling just below the maximum allowable speed limit for the track when its emergency brakes were activated. Keith Peters reporting.
We may learn today whether any criminal charges will be filed in connection with the fatal movie set shooting in New Mexico. The local sheriff and district attorney will hold a news conference. Actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun. The movie's cinematographer was killed. A director was wounded. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday, and we're on the downward slide. Another grueling hour put into the archives for 7 to 8. Now we're running for 8 to 9. 8:05 in the morning here. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's Navy Day, National Navy Day. And did you get all of them there before?
No, there was one more, American Beer Day.
Mm. American Beer?
American beer. Well, we have a lot beer makers
here. Well,
of course,
it has to be in conjunction with Navy Day. They are some beer drinkers in the Navy, that's for sure. Linda's here with the weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have decreasing clouds with our highs of 68 and our overnight lows mostly clear tonight with, according to the forecast, of 53. Tomorrow calls for sunny with high of a 77. Oh, my goodness. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 52. Friday calls for a slight chance of showers with a high of 73. And Saturday, chance of showers once again with 68, clearing up on Saturday night, overnight lows of 49. And Sunday calls for partly sunny with a high of 66. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they're located in Anderson, the Kinney family, a veteran-owned business where they do give a veteran and senior discounts.
Yeah, this segment of the show brought to you by Hawes Farm. It's open and it's fall fun with family night every Thursday night featuring go-karts, bumper cars, pony rides, and playland, or jump on the Hawes Express Railroad train. Plus, they have a carousel out there, my friends. And the haunted attractions are open Friday and Saturday. All of this is out at 6564 Deschutes Road. Tickets available at the gate or online at Hawes Farms. We're here with Celestina Traver.
Good morning.
The Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Just let me throw this out right at the beginning. You wonder a lot of times if what you're doing is noticed. And Celestine, I just want you to know the veterans have noticed, and we are thoroughly behind you. Mm-hmm. And the state finally got around to it.
Yes.
And Celestina Traver was awarded the Trailblazer Award from CalVet last Tuesday.
Yes.
And what's that about? I want you to tell people. I know what it is, but I want you to tell people.
So, I was nominated. It was a secret nomination, and it's when we as women veterans make way and blaze the trail for other women veterans. In other words, we work hard at bringing resources to our county so that other women can benefit from those resources. For example, when at the veterans health care clinic, for the longest time, we're talking years, 15, 20 years, they didn't have a women's clinic here.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a women's doctor to do pap smears. And if so, they only had one part-time. And so I had to go down to Mather for all my women's. Well, women do that work, we have to take a day off of work to drive all the way 2.5 hours one way to go to Mather for anything, pap smear, mammogram, anything like that. And so I really worked hard with the management to bring a bigger clinic for women here to the North State at our Reading Clinic. And another thing that I have really advocated for is women that go into the VA clinic actually get harassed by men, and they get looked at, and they don't get acknowledged as women veterans. Everybody assumes that we're the spouse of a veteran. So women, we have probably about 12 to 1,500 women veterans here, and most majority of them do not use the VA clinic. And we did a poll and found out that they don't feel valued, and they don't want to go to the clinic and be stared at and harassed and anything like that. So I asked for a separate waiting room for women veterans, so that when they go to the new VA clinic, that they have their own waiting room for the women's clinic, so that when they go there to get checked out or whatever, or pregnancy, or whatever they're going for, they have their own area that they can go into. And this helps them meet other women veterans that are like themselves, and they get to create relationships and talk to each other and have camaraderie. And so I really worked hard at getting that as well. So it's just kind of, the list goes on all the little things that our office does behind the scenes that continuously advocates for the underrepresented and the women veterans. And not only that, we obviously, really help the Vietnam veterans in all the areas. But when I see a lack in our community, I really, I just really go forward and try to create a team and get people on board. Community partners are huge, and we get it done.
Well, you obviously did. Won the Trailblazer Award.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, we're going to take a, well, no, we've got no, some we time, got, but I wanted to say congratulations as well. And I was not aware that women were underrepresented here. So that is interesting to hear, as well as thank you for acknowledging those 12 to 1500 veterans in the North State that are women. And I think it's great, because you know, we have our own, you know, like, men don't, it's just, you know, we're, it's just two different,
different,
we are different in different parts, and we're just, you know, it's not to isolate or separate, but at the same time, you know,
yeah,
you know, the
we have a
phenomena of thank God, the phenomena of women veterans really has really just exploded in about the last 20 years, really.
It has.
Combat injuries, PTSD, all of these things that male veterans face now are females face.
Yes.
And we were just talking about this last night of one of the Marines here in town, a woman Marine here in town, ran a machine gun on a Humvee up in the turret.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got their turn at that. And the they weren't infantry people, but they were trained on how to use this and keep convoys safe. But it is a recent phenomenon. And sometimes the VA has problems keeping up.
They do.
With everything.
With doctors, female doctors.
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, it's not easy to keep them, to keep
Correct.
Doctors there. I've been blessed that I've had the same doctor for 14 years at the VA clinic, you know, since the day I came here. I don't know how much longer he's going to last. I hope he said that he'll get me to, what did he say? He says, I think I could probably get you to 80. I'll be here till then. And I went, okay. I don't believe that's going to happen. I think he's going to leave before that. But Celestina Traver is our guest from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. She is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, has been for how long now?
Oh, wow.
4 years?
Yes.
4 years, but you've been working there for?
11.
11 years.
Yes.
You know, the one thing before we go to a break, it just kind of, when you walked in, I was kind of, all of this stuff on Alec Baldwin shooting this person. And I mean, it is headlines. It is, you see it everywhere. It goes on and on and on.
Accidentally.
Okay. But just think if we had the same kind of coverage for the 22 veterans a day that commit suicide.
Yeah.
Just think if we just had a third,
25%,
20% of the publicity that cover, you know, that they've used for this, if we just covered the fact that 22 veterans a day commit suicide. You don't. I mean, we in the veteran community know about it, but it's kind of like one of those nasty little secrets you like to keep hidden.
Yes.
And a lot of people believe that or think that it's the younger ones, but it's actually our Vietnam veterans that are committing suicide, which is very traumatic. And we are still in the process of trying to figure out how to bridge that gap, how to, you know, we're always looking for the signs in our office, and we're always constantly calling them and checking on them, and we ask them to contact us every 6 months and if everything's okay and if they're checking in with their doctor. But they still, it still happens, and it really is going to take an entire community to bridge that gap and to stop this.
It will. It's going to take everybody.
Well, we have to take a break, Celestina, but when we come back, let's talk about this event that happened. You brought, how many counties together? 52,
53?
All of them. 54.
54.
Wasn't it all the counties?
Yes,
we're
it's
here.
All the counties.
54 people, representatives from counties around California came to Redding, and you made this happen. We're going to talk about that. We went to the dinner at Turtle Bay, but that was just the fourth night or the third night or something, and what that must have looked like. But we want to share that with our listeners.
At the end of the night, were they doing carrier quals on the tables?
No.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Absolutely. When you think about when you're driving through, I mean, I probably wouldn't want to do it today, but who knows? Tomorrow's supposed to be a sunny day. You can drive through, and, you know, they're, whatever they put on your car, I always get the Platinum, does not leave a film. It is really, they take care of details. They keep a very clean situation over there, off of, Market Street, right, you know, by, Dutch Brothers here. Anyway, Quick and Clean Car Wash. You can get some coupons. That's also a wonderful gift to give. If you don't have the thing, buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. That's a nice little thank you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Baselite pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Kern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Redding Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning to our Wednesday edition here on KTNR. Carl and Linda Bach this morning at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. You can go to our YouTube channel as well as KCNR1460.com. Hey, shout out always to our wonderful sponsors, which would be Judy Maxwell and her team at Maxwell Financial. Now, many of you, through all of the experiences and even recently with the fires and some of the floods, if you're worried about, like, do I need to increase my insurance, or you're looking about, you know, how you need to invest and take care of a portfolio or perhaps your life insurance, or if you're concerned about that, you know, they see you. You don't have to, you know, they just will advise you. So give them a call at 221-0441 for all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And specializing in helping veterans.
Okay, we're here with Celestina Traver, who is advocate for veterans in Shasta County. She's our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Now, last week, and we were able to go there Thursday, Linda sang the national anthem for your event. And
yes, and we got
Turtle
so
Bay.
So many wows from that. Yeah,
great.
Everybody loved you.
Well, I was at the last part, you know, because I always like, I look at the flag when I sing the national anthem. I think it's really important to acknowledge all of those people who have given their life and given their time for our country. And, you know, whatever you think about what's going on right now, we still live. Why is everybody trying to get here?
Right.
Because we are a wonderful and a great nation. And so it was very interesting. I asked him to sing along with me at the end. I don't know if it surprised him or not, but I thought, you know, we're all, which I loved about, they stood up, removed their hats. They're veterans.
Yes. Yes. And the sound of everybody singing just gave me goosebumps because the acoustics in the Turtle Bay Museum and we had, 80 something people in that room. It was incredible.
So let's talk about that week and what you put together. Does that happen yearly? Does somebody host this event? And what was the event?
So the event is what the California Veterans Service Officers Conference, and it happens 3 times a year because we have accreditations. As I've spoke about before, all vet reps have to take 2 legal exams in order to get accredited so that they can file claims, federal claims in California, and nationally. So every year we have each county does hosts their own county and hosts this conference. There's 54, 56 counties that show up. We had all but, I think, five counties couldn't travel. So we had 51 counties here. And what happens is they have to sit through 8 hours of training on all the laws and all the changes and all the VA stuff and CalVet stuff. And so there's federal law and there's California law and there's legislative changes. And so, and they have hours and hours, and they have to sit through it for 4 to 5 days, 8 hours a day, and it's mandatory training to get our CEUs.
Three times a year?
Three times a year.
Wow. So
yes.
I don't think people understand the investment in time. You don't just, you know, get awarded a title and then, like, hang out for 2 years. I mean, that's work.
That's a lot of work.
And that's a lot of brain work because we always have changing laws. But my question is, let's talk about 52 or 53 counties coming in to Reading.
Yes.
You put this whole thing together. Where did the people stay? Were they in one hotel with a block of rooms? Were they scattered?
So they we opened up a block of rooms at the Sheraton, and my team and I put it together. It was a lot of working parts, so it couldn't have been just me, because Amy really played a huge part in it in our office. Amy, she's the office assistant, and she's like the face you first see
mm-hmm.
when you come into our office. Her and Tara helped, and we just put on this conference. Now, this time was a little bit different for us because it was our first conference in two years because the rest of them were on Zoom, and everybody got to get together. It was at the Sheraton, and everybody started showing up on Sunday. That's our travel day, and then everybody left on Friday, which was a travel day.
So you had your rooms where people attended were there breakout rooms at the Sheraton?
No, there wasn't breakout rooms. Everybody just sits in. And what I did was we not only hosted, but I was the chair trainer this year.
Whoa.
So, yes, so our chair trainer, I'm part of the executive, CACVSO executive board, and our chair trainer, that's the word, moved on and got a different job. So I took that role just this time. And so I put together all the trainings for every single day. And trainings look like CalVet comes in and VA comes in and the VHA and the VBA and all of these working parts come in and they train us. And that includes the state capitol liaisons and things that come in and talk to us. So what happens is they all learn. And then they go back to their offices and start it. And this week we have to change our office and change policies and update policies on the legislature and what was passed and what bills were passed and so forth.
You know, and this may take a little bit longer than the time, excuse me, that I have left here, but what are you finding as problems that everybody's kind of facing in the veterans service offices? Does everybody kind of have different problems or concerns, or is there like one overriding one?
I think that COVID has changed a lot of offices. A lot of offices went to a platform where they have a virtual office now, and we're not there yet at Shasta County, but there's a lot of offices that are doing that. I think that poses a lot of pluses but there's a lot of negatives with that, because with us, we have 22 zip codes, and a lot of people don't have stable internet. They don't have, heck, half of our clientele doesn't have a smartphone, let alone a computer.
And they want to come in and see a person.
Yes. And that personability, you know, it's different looking at someone 3D versus 2D and having that relationship. So I think relationships are kind of have been broken a little bit, and we're not connected as much as we were.
So that's a problem that people are saying that they're feeling. maybe in the other 52 counties that you all met and said, like, what are the concerns in this last year or two?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, absolutely. For our office, I just want to let everybody know we are open.
Yes.
But there were times where people would show up and we'd be closed because we had an outbreak and we tried to announce it on Facebook and here and there. But my goodness, and then less people started coming into our office.
Well, a lot of people don't get on Facebook.
Right.
And the fact is they drive for an hour to get here.
Yeah.
They see it's closed because of a COVID outbreak. It's discouraging. It's already
very
tough enough to get people there sometimes. And, okay, so that's it. Now, you all can still be shut down for a COVID outbreak.
We could.
Yeah.
It's always possible.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And, I mean, we've seen it in restaurants. We've seen it everywhere where, you know, you stop in and, sorry, we're shut down. We had a COVID outbreak. You can, we don't have enough people here to work. Now, with you all, if you've got one person in there, you're going to try and help people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And our staff, we have one person in training. We have two vet reps on the floor, and we're still filing claims. So we have a system in place to where you can call in, talk to one of my vet reps, and file a claim at your home on using your smartphone or your granddaughter's smartphone or your daughter's smartphone or whomever. But you do need a smartphone to sign the documents.
Yeah. So we're here with Celestina Traver, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer that was just awarded the Trailblazer Award for helping women veterans from the state of California through CalVet. And she also just hosted a conference for all the county veteran service officers.
91 people.
91 people. But, every county has a veteran service office. Now, every one of them is an office that's not, it's kind of like a, I'm not sure what the word is. The county doesn't have to have it. The Veteran Service Office is
yes.
is
it is a it sh-
I know I
it's
just
not mandatory
it's
to
not
have
mandatory an, to have it
for the county board of supervisors to
right.
have us, but is highly recommended that
right.
each of us have.
So and that I think impacts on all the counties too.
It does.
The fact is the when you're tight on money, they look around. Okay, I've got to have permits, but I don't have to have the veterans. Now, every one of those politicians that sits there, every one of them comes on the show, talks about helping our veterans. We love our veterans. There's even a sign as you come into the over the Sacramento. It says Shasta County values our veterans. And the question is, really? Then what are we doing here to help our veterans? And you can ask any of the supervisors, what do you do as a board of supervisors to help our veterans? This is Carl Botts' comments on this. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I know Patrick. He's a veteran. And if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing. He's into workers' compensation here. Without treatment, you may not recover. Insurance company has a bunch of lawyers. You know that. So you're going to need somebody that's going to fight for you. And I tell you, Patrick Gorman is a pit bull. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. You're going to talk to him because when you call, you obviously need help. So that's who you're going to talk to. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver.
Let's go back, let's go back, let's go way on the way back when. I didn't even know you, you couldn't have been too much. Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop In. Love this place. I moved to Redding recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Meatloaf. Meatloaf went to, I don't know how I should say this, went to war with me 3 times. That when we made our run across the border in Desert Storm, we broke through the, we blew holes through the berm, and we made the run. I was playing Bat Out of Hell as we went across. I don't know. It was my way. It wasn't the flight of the Valkyries, but it was the best I could do. Hey, it is 8:37 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Redding Electric Utility. Yeah, they are still helping purchase electric cars. How? They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're here with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and there's a bunch of things happening.
Lots of things
happening. November is a big month.
It is.
You've probably got more, but we've got, it starts with the Veterans Day Parade.
Yes.
Out in the city of Shasta Lake. We hope that there's going to be, you know, 100 floats again or organizations.
118 was in 2019.
I know, but, you know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, Linda and I will be there. We'll be announcing it. And
November 6th.
And since you're on the board, I want somebody there with binoculars that spots for us. Because, as you know, some of these people get, you know, they get in the wrong spot. And now I'm trying to figure out who they are as they get close to us. So I need a spotter. I haven't asked for one for 8 years, but for 8 years we've had problems getting everybody identified correctly. And it doesn't happen often, but it does. So if you can get me a spotter there, you can just say, yeah, that's them.
All right.
That's going to be November 6th. Yeah. It's going to start off with a pancake breakfast.
Absolutely.
And then what time does the parade start?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Yeah. So you can get that pancake breakfast before that, and then plenty of spots out there.
Yeah, rain or shine.
It's going to be a beautiful day, whether it's rain or shine.
Yes.
And then on November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, we are going to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday with a ceremony at the Veterans Grove at the Civic. It will be open to everybody. It'll be about 30 minutes, but in that, we will present the colors. We'll have the national anthem. We'll read General Lejeune's message. We will honor the oldest and youngest Marine.
Awesome.
We'll have a guest speaker who will talk for like 4 or 5 minutes. He's promised. Then we're going, we'll also have, like I said, the parading of the colors and marching the cake on.
Nice.
So it'll be all of those things and then cake afterwards for everybody. Celebrating our 246th birthday.
Very nice.
The next day is, of course, Veterans Day.
Yes.
Veterans Day is because the Marine Corps' birthday is on the 10th. And since the Veterans Day is a holiday, that was the day that we could take off to recover from the birthday the night before. Okay, this, maybe not.
No.
Okay, now that day's a special day, too, and we just got to go ahead on this. But at 1 p.m., 1300 for veterans, we will be honoring Senator Maurice Johannesson at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street.
Very excited.
Right next to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
For his contributions to our, not only our veteran community, but to our community at, you know, as a whole. I mean, library, roads.
VA clinic, the home.
The VA clinic, the VA home.
Absolutely.
The new VA clinic, and of course, IGO.
Yes.
Out there.
Yes.
So there will be a number of people there that will do a, presentations to the senator, but this is our way to, honor Senator Johannesson, and I think it's going to be a good idea. I think it's going to be fun, and, I invite people to come to this. They were going to put up a bunch of chairs in there. They even painted the outside of the building for it.
And, you know, it's a holiday, but there's some parking, and I was thinking about it because, you know, the Vet Hall doesn't have a lot of parking on Yuba Street. And so I'm wondering if there's going to be a shuttle or anything, but we do have some parking lots very close to the Vet Hall that they can, the public parking that's
And they
free.
Also have shuttles running from those parking lots. Those things are still running, so you can catch a ride to
the Dash.
Down there.
I wonder if the Dash is running on Veterans Day.
Well, we'll find out.
We should find out.
Yep. Well,
yes.
That's a good job.
Yeah.
Anyway, the for you.
I will.
I'm still trying to put. I am herding cats right now on this one. So those are things that are going on, and
exciting.
Of course, Veterans Day is a day that we honor our veterans.
Yeah.
The how do you honor veterans? How about just a simple
thank you. Thank you for your
things
service.
Like that.
Yes.
And those of us who have served, it was an honor to serve this great country.
Now,
some people served for 2 years, others served for much longer.
So yesterday, I wanted to tell you about a story about somebody serving. I was in a business. Well, let's just say it was Russell Carpet Cleaners, okay? And so he came out, Rick came out, and I was his son evidently does blinds. And so we had a broken blind, and I thought, who does blinds in town? Like, you know, fix a blind that breaks the you know, the puller broke. Anyway, long story short, so I go into Russell's and I was told, go in there and drop this off and say, hey, Rick, how you doing? And we start to talk and he was, somehow it got into the fact that he was in the Navy. And he, and it's funny, some people will go, well, you know, I mean, at that time in the late 60s, not too many people really wanted to enlist, but we knew that we were going to be drafted, so we enlisted, and I was in the Navy. And I said, well, thank you for your service. Like, you know, once they hear that Carl's a Marine, yeah, we really – and I said, well, you know, Carl's always said that, boy, do the Marines need the Navy. And he says, well, we always loved the Marines because they were really tough, and we'd always joke back and forth. But I think it's really important that people – don't ever feel like, well, I was just in this for a little while, or I was just in that for a little while. Because all of your service, anybody's service, and what they did with their time is valued and appreciated. Always.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, well, thank you for your service. That's great that you did that. Well, you know, at the time when a lot of people didn't really want to, but you know, we went ahead and enlisted. He wasn't drafted. But knew that he could be drafted. So, hey, you still did it. You didn't dodge.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't go to Canada.
Like Bill Clinton. Oh, did I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anytime you can insert it, you will.
I will. That, you know, still irritates me.
sorry, I'm glad I'm you sorry. Laughed.
We got to take a break here, and we're here with Celestina Traver, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, who has to put up with my sides like this. Linda's used to them. But I watch her face. Her eyes get real big, and she goes, oh.
Hey, this portion, I'm trying to say something nice, and you have to, like, cut it off at the knees. We're going to
no,
be right
I didn't.
Back.
No, I really
we'll
appreciate
right
No, we're not. Not yet. Not until I do this read. No, Rick's Carpet Cleaning. These are great. These guys are great guys.
Russell.
This is Russell Clark. Yeah, well, it's Rick,
yep.
though, at Russell
yep.
Carpet Cleaners. They do a fantastic job. They came in here one time when we had a
leakage from upstairs,
and they fixed it, and they and it's perfect. So yeah, it's just a shout out to them. But another veteran-owned business is Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. They work by appointments only. You can give them a call at 244-9478. There, it's man's last stronghold. And I'm not saying there's a lot of testosterone in that barbershop, but Linda walked in, said hello, walked out, and said she had to go shave her legs. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tomorrow, we're going to have Chris Kellstrom, who is running for supervisor, running for Les Ball's spot. He'll be on at 7 o'clock tomorrow, and then we're going to have a guest that wrote the book on mounted police. I tried to get him on after the big brouhaha along the river, and he's a busy guy. But he's going to be on at 8 o'clock and talking about the use of mounted law enforcement in crowds and like along the border, but I mean it's fascinating. So like I said, he did write the book on it. We're with Celestina Traver, who's the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and there's a question in here. If I served and not deployed, do I get benefits? Second part of this is, what if I got less than an honorable discharge?
All right. So, yes, you have benefits. You do not have to be deployed in order to have benefits. You have benefits you've earned, so bring your DD-214 or 214s, however many you have. You have three?
I have three.
That's awesome. Yep. And bring them down to our office at 1855 Shasta Street, and we are walk-in only. We have vet reps that will talk to you and tell you about all the benefits you've earned. And part two, if it's not honorable, less than honorable, or under honorable conditions, it doesn't matter. We want you to come into our office because the laws are changing on certain discharges. And we actually, it was at our conference, we learned that there's new laws and there's new provisions. So whether or not you have a discharge that is honorable, under honorable, or dishonorable, please come into our office. Let us review why and let's hear your story, because your story matters.
Okay, so there could be a way that you got a less than honorable discharge and you still get some benefits. People don't realize, too, is for the aid in attendance.
Yeah.
You just have to serve during combat, a recognized combat period, but you don't have to have been deployed into a combat zone.
Correct. You just have to have served one day during wartime service.
Like Linda's father, 90, served during the Korean War. He did not land, I think, but maybe he did go through the Korean waters. Anyway, he never saw combat, but he's eligible.
Yes.
For that, just like anybody else would.
Absolutely.
And just for us, some people, when I talked to them, they were in the reserves or they never made it into a combat zone. And it's kind of like, well, you know, I didn't get into combat or, I was in the reserves. You know what? You served.
You served.
And if you'd been called, you'd have gone there. And just because, you know, I had a friend 20 years in the Marine Corps,
mm-hmm.
never got into a combat zone. He had over 20 years until going to Iraq. And that was in his last, almost his last tour in the Marine Corps was there. And he was so happy. He was able finally to be deployed into a combat zone.
Nice. So it takes all. It takes support. So everybody can't go into a combat zone because then there would be nobody left behind for to ship them supplies or to get them paid. Or there's a lot of support in the United States that are being that's really mandatory and a must in order to support those who are deployed. And so they count. You don't have to be just a combat veteran in order to be a veteran. And we want to recognize, our office does recognize, those are in combat, but those who are on supporting roles that didn't serve in combat. And all of it matters because they're one large team and you did your part. And your part mattered. So I just wanted to get that out of there because we always get calls. Well, I wasn't combat. Oh, it's okay. Come on in. We still honor you.
What made you decide to enlist?
Okay, so I was raised by a Master Sergeant World War II veteran. And yes, and he.
Well, that answered the question.
Did you have to say how? Did he say jump? And you said how high? Did you have that kind of household or no?
Absolutely, we did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, did you have brothers and sisters that also served?
I have four brothers, and all four of them served in the military.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm the youngest and the only daughter or. Lady.
Five kids. Yeah.
Yes. Five kids. And
all served.
All of us served.
There was probably not even a question. They told you when you were six, you're serving.
All of our family served, but but the sons and daughters of all those served.
Sandy didn't.
All the males.
Okay.
Served. And now all the sons and daughters, though, of those, mm-hmm. A few of them have served, but... Mm-hmm. Most haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting how it moves down.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a question. Can you explain the difference between aid in attendance and home aid programs? Have you heard of that?
Home aid? Okay. Aid in attendance is a extra stipend on top of our non-service connected pension. You must first qualify for your non-service connected pension. Aid in attendance is extra money that is given to the veteran in order to pay for health care. And that is either they can use that money to bring someone in, like a home helper, into their home to help them with their essentials, or they can use that money to go into assisted living. Either way, it's their choice on that.
Okay.
And they have to come to you, to your offices, to see if they receive these benefits.
Correct. Yes.
And the thing is, once you apply for them, say you apply for them in October, and paperwork goes out, and it takes a couple months for it to work its way through, they backdate it to the day you applied.
Yes, they do.
So you get a check.
A retro check. Yes.
You know what I wanted to say is because we talked about, Carl was talking about his family serving, and the first thing I thought was of one of his relatives, and I said, this person didn't. Well, yes, she did, because her husband served.
Mm-hmm.
So the military wives all should be applauded as well, because when your husband serves, you put time into.
Oh, absolutely.
So I take absolutely. That. That was just a knee-jerk kind of like not anything except for when he said all of the people of his family had served. He's correct.
Yeah, because when the veteran, male or female, go off and they're deployed, who's left behind to take care of
the family.
Right. Everything?
Right.
Everything.
And having to move.
Frankly, leaving... For mm-hmm. a combat zone and deploying out there is a lot easier in many cases
than having to do that day to day, taking care of the kids, taking care of the plumbing, taking care of the yard. Yeah, so the families, as Linda says, and that's a real good point, honey, is the families were such so
when
important.
One serves,
so
basically
they
the support
serve.
System serves as well. And when you think about when people are moving a lot, that means the families are uprooted and they have to move, leave school. So there's sacrifices on everybody's level. So I'm glad that I clarified that and I corrected myself because, you know, Carl, take this one big old kiss. You were right.
You heard it. Okay, I want today, let's make sure we keep this one saved, and I want to play this. Capture that statement,
you
Jared.
You were right.
I want to play this at various times over the next 20 years. I'm going to put it on my iPhone. Okay, there we go. Celestina Traver, thank you so much for being with us and getting
thank
in
you.
The middle family.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Chris Kellstrom. Who's running for supervisor, Les Ball's district, will be on at 7, and at 8 o'clock we'll be talking to the dean of Mounted Horsemen.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that one.
Of police, Mounted Police, on how they train.